When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Welcome to Your Artificial Friends. Today, it's an episode of Andy's Almanac, asking the questions, what does the BBC think is filthy? And we try to stick to just the facts, ma'am. Let's light it up. I'm Andy Chanley, and this is Andy's Almanac for Thursday, November the 30th, 2017. Just 25 more shopping days left until Christmas. This is a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. You know, we try to stick to the facts in Andy's Almanac, and today is the date of the first facts. The first fax transmission. Yeah, on this date, the first photo facsimile is transmitted across the Atlantic Ocean from London to New York. What year do you think that is? 1984? 1954? Try 1924. A fax in 1924. And what image is transmitted in this momentous moment? It's a photo of President Calvin Coolidge. Like, that couldn't wait for the regular mail.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
So how do you think you'd fare if you got whacked by a falling meteorite? Today in 1954, Anne Elizabeth Fowler Hodges becomes the first person in modern times to have been struck by an extraterrestrial object. It happens in the sleepy burg of Oak Grove, Alabama. Population 528. Salute! A grapefruit-sized rock slams through the roof of her house, bounces off the console stereo, and whacks her right in the side. She's bruised up, but she's all right, considering the rock causes a fireball and sonic booms across three states. I think you'd have to say Anne got off lucky. 45 years ago today, the British Broadcasting Company bans another song. Now, this is the outfit who bans the Monster Mash, because they say it's offensive. To who? Monsters? Anyway, today in 1972, the Beeb bands Paul McCartney and Wings, High, High, High. Come on. You can't be serious. I mean, they say the lyrics are, quote, unsuitable for broadcast. Well, because of the vague high reference, the drug reference in it. Let's look at the lyrics here. I want you to lie on the bed, get ready for my polygon. I'm gonna do it to ya, gonna do ya, sweet banana. You've never been done. Yes, like a rabbit, gonna grab it, gonna do it till the night is done. I'm sorry, Paul, I think I do have to side with the BBC and say that's a little bit screwy. Now, this is the day, historically, that Ben Kingsley puts out important historical films. 35 years ago today, Gandhi premieres in New Delhi, India.
Men honored him. Women loved him. An empire feared him. A nation worshipped him.
Long live Mahatma Gandhi!
Long live Mahatma Gandhi!
Goes on to win the Oscar for Best Picture in 1983. Then exactly 11 years later, on this same day, Schindler's List premieres in Washington, D.C. It goes on to win the Oscar for Best Picture in 1994. Yesterday was the 16th anniversary of the death of George Harrison. Here's a funny story that comes out a year and a day later, this day in 2002. You know how much George hated the tax man, right?
Because I'm the tax man.
We learn in court filings 15 years ago today that George had put his $155 million fortune in a trust before his death. Now, by doing that, George asses out the tax man on around $62.5 million in revenue. His nearly final action on this planet is to screw the government. You gotta love that. Birthdays today, we're not jacking around. Samuel Clemens is born on this day in 1835 in Florida, Missouri. He becomes known as the literary great Mark Twain. He writes amazing books and is just a constant factory of pith. I said pith. He says pithy things like, he said, it ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. I should probably move on before I get pith all over myself. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill is born today in 1874. He's no slouch either, saving the world from the Nazis. And he's known for a turn of phrase as well, like, well, let's see. How about the time a female citizen tells him he's publicly intoxicated? He reportedly says, I may be drunk, miss, but in the morning I will be sober, and you will still be ugly. That's not nice.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today, where things are popping, pop, a Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop, on all the music they play on the bandstand.
Dick Clark is born on this day in 1929. You know him from American Bandstand and the Rockin' New Year's Eve, but do you know what his middle name was? Wagstaff. Dick Wagstaff. He should be applauded for simply never being drawn into pornography with a name like that. And finally, William Broad is born today in 1955. He's born with a sneer and grows up to be the sneering rocker in a punk band called Generation X, and then branches out on his own as Billy Idol. He lives here in Southern California now. You can see him riding his Triumph motorcycle around Manhattan Beach every now and then. And that, my friends, is Andy's Almanac for Thursday, November the 30th. Hey, all copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder and appears only for purposes of scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast. Tell your little friends about it. You can reach out to us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. Thanks to Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger, my real friends. They'll join us next time, and we'll join you next time on Your Artificial Friends.